Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Seth Arnold, the Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk Residential. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp.
I wanted to talk to you today. We ran a story this week about your five-star in-store shopping experience. I want to get into detail about that. First, a little background on you. You've had this role of residential VP of marketing, which covers both hard and soft. You've had it for about a year and a half. And prior to that, you focused primarily on carpet, right?
That's correct, soft surface. You know, now we are really organized by brands. So I've got all of our residential brands, Pergo, Carestan, Mohawk, and all the surfaces that are attached to those brands.
All right, so I guess from a broad perspective, what we're talking about is Mohawk's Aligned Dealer Program. You're making some changes to it. Tell us a little bit about what the changes are.
Yeah, we've gone through various iterations of our Aligned Program. Most people know the program by Floorscapes and Color Center. And the store experience, you know, really has always been an instrumental part of the shopping journey. And so, you know, 1974, I believe, we came out with Color Center, and then we added Floorscapes in the 90s. And this is just the most recent iteration of that program. And really what changed, or the reason why we're doing this, is because digital and the technology that consumers have today have truly, dramatically, and forever changed the way retail will be done. So we've been focused on our digital programs and making sure we had the right strategy in place. And really, once that strategy began to crystallize and we really were seeing the success there, it led us to say we have got to now sort of re-envision the in-store experience and make sure that it is reinforcing and working together with the online or digital experience.
A couple questions come to mind. First off, Color Center and Floorscapes, will they still be programs? These are just enhancements to them?
So part of what we're now calling five-star program includes two private label brands. So it includes Floorscapes and Color Center. And those private labels will still be an instrumental part of the program. The private labels obviously offer retailers the ability to differentiate. It does provide them some protection against some of the online marketplaces and some of the pressures for price shopping. So we still think those private labels provide tremendous value to our retailers. When a retailer signs up, they could have either Floorscapes or Color Center depending upon their local marketplace and the right brand for them.
All right. So you say in your press release that digital has been a disruptor with the consumer. Tell me just a little bit more about that, if you would.
Well, every one of us, we live it, we've experienced it. I don't think I know anyone who doesn't use digital throughout any purchase process anymore. I mean, it's just become sort of the way we live. One of the mandates that we have to address if we're going to put the consumer first in their shopping experience is we've got to make sure that there's a link between what's happening online and what's happening in the store. You know, for instance, Kemp, it used to be somebody could go into a store and the experience was completely controlled by what happened inside that store. So what the retailer sales associate said, the things that that customer learned, were very contained to that store. Now the consumer has all the power. While they're in the store, after they leave the store, before they come to the store, there are a whole host of digital influences that have to be considered by that retailer to make sure they're closing every sale at the highest possible margin. So that's really what's changed, is the prevalence of digital throughout the entire journey.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview, because it's a little hard to grasp. What you're saying is that based on what's going on with the internet, you're suggesting that there be these aligned dealers that change the way their store looks. So tell us the big differences, if you will. Try to describe to us how you're changing the way the store looks.
Let me maybe give you one example. One truth that every retailer and Mohawk have to address is the omni-channel experience. I think 83% roughly is the number, the most recent number I've seen, of consumers use their mobile phone while they're in the store. Well, what are they looking at?
Yeah.
They're looking to validate what they're reading on a display or what they're hearing from that sales associate. So if us as a brand, if we're not reinforcing the experience in that store with our digital assets, then what happens is the consumer's getting conflicting messages.
Yeah.
And what they always do, as trust is lost when that message doesn't match up, they'll always delay their purchase, or they won't trust the salesperson and they'll kind of go to the lowest priced option. So for us, we have to make sure that all of those stories are matching up. Now, how do you do that? Well, for us, we have an asset that our competitors don't have. We have three of the most well-known, respected brands, the most searched brands in the flooring industry. So in the past, many retailers have thought a lot about brand awareness as the most important thing. And what we're seeing is that brand equity, or the ability to use your brand to help accelerate the purchase decision, is actually more powerful in our industry as a way to help close a sale at a higher margin. So the way we're thinking about the store is, how do we use our brands to tell a story at that point of sale or in the retail environment in the store, and how do we then use those same branded stories online? So the brand is really a powerful tool to link that whole journey together, and that's what we're bringing to life now with Five Star in a new way, are those branded stories.
Okay, so when the consumer goes in the store and they're getting on the phone, you know, this is interesting. I was just reading something this morning about how Google has almost 90% of all searches. So, I mean, who becomes the authority? Who are they checking in with to validate what they're seeing at retail?
I love the fact that you use the word authority, because this is a principle that we believe. Today, in order for a retail establishment to be successful, we all have to play our own role.
Yeah.
And there was a recent study that came out that kind of showed that brands play a little bit different role than the retailers, and the retailers play a little bit different role than the marketplace, which, when I say marketplace, this study was referring to Amazon or Wayfair or some of these online marketplaces. Now, here's what they found, Kemp. They found that the retailer's primary attraction to the consumer is service. So what we're trying to help empower the retailers to do is to provide an extraordinary service to their customers, which means when they're in the store, they're able to answer questions quickly, they're able to provide that scheduling and all of those things that really a retailer wants to do. Now, you mentioned authority. This is where we see our brands are where consumers are turning to for product authority. And there's really three things that consumers look to the brand for, and this is the role we have to play. Number one, they want to reassure themselves of product quality, and they really see the brand as the trusted source for talking about product quality. Number two, they want the brand to inform them about product innovation. And then number three, they look to the brand for product uniqueness. And this isn't a Mohawk study. This is this was a study done by a couple different groups that looked at, I think, 1.6 billion sales that have been made globally. It was conducted by Salesforce.com and another research agency. But it validated exactly what we've been building Five Star around. The brands have to help the retailers validate product quality, product innovation, and product uniqueness. And we can do that. We can do that better than really any of our competitive set by leveraging Mohawk, Karastan, Pergo, these unique brands that have that authority. So I think you hit it right on the head with the question of brand authority, and that's really what Five Star is built on.
Okay. I think there's probably some people that have listened to this that probably want more details. I guess they just need to contact their Mohawk rep, right?
Absolutely. We've launched this. They can get in touch with their local Mohawk sales representative. Mm-hmm. They can look on mohawktoday.com to find more information. And then we're going to be bringing this all to life at the Edge Summit here in a couple months, which will be very exciting.
Okay. Well, I look forward to catching up with you there. Again, we're talking to Zeth Arnold about Mohawk's new five-star in-store shopping experience changes. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.